Oh, what a perfect day. I'm so lucky to be able to live in such a nice, beautiful, safe neighborhood.
Oh my God!
Oh!
Are you all right?
You are the most beautiful woman I have ever seen, with the possible exception of Charles Durning.
I'm so sorry. I'm usually a very careful driver, but I was on the car phone with President Bush and I got distracted when Queen Elizabeth came in on call waiting.
I have no idea who they are. But anyway, it's not your fault. I just thought this was one of those days where I was semi-solid and cars could go right through me. Fine.
I don't think so. Look at your legs.
Oh. They're always like that. Well, actually, no, this one's usually wrapped around my neck. Here, I'll get it.
I'm going to have to reset your legs using an ancient Chinese technique, but don't worry. I'm a practicing surgeon.
Wow, a doctor, huh? Jeez. Well, maybe you can help me with another little problem I'm having. What exactly does it mean when you wake up every morning in a pool of your own vomit?
This is going to be excruciatingly painful, more pain than you've ever felt.
Well, you weren't around me when I heard they had canceled Manimal.
I'm going to need to bite down on this.
Oh, great, thanks. You know, this would go great with a little kreplach.
There, that's the best I could do.
Have you started yet? Because I gotta tell you, I didn't feel a thing.
Amazing. One of the slowest working brains I've ever seen.
Thank you very much. I actually just had it serviced. There's something wrong with the fan belt.
Is the pain back?
No, it's my bike. My dear, sweet, lovable, sniffable bike.
I'm running a little bit late, but I'll see what I can do.
Doctor, and you can fix bikes? Boy, you must be some kind of a genio. A genio. A genio. Genius.
Genius. Yeah, I suppose so. According to those silly tests, anyway.
Wow, I am too. I think. Beep!
Good for you. Well, I have to go. Again, I'm so sorry.
Oh, forget about it. There's really no problem. I get run over several times a day. It's a great way to meet people. Hey, wait. I forgot to ask your name.
Tricia. Tricia Paddington.
Oh, well, I'm Chris. Chris something.
It's lovely to meet you, Chris. Now I really have to go.
Sure, I understand. Well, goodbye.
Chris, you really should move or I'll run over you again.
You're right. Jeez, I am a silly ass, am I not? Oh.
I love you, Tricia Paddington.
Stand in the place where you live. Now there's no think about direction. Wonder why you have it now. Stand in the place where you were. Now face well. Think about the place where you live, wonder why you haven't.
amazing, Dr. Paddington. Risking your life with dangerous radioactive substances like that.
Dangerous but necessary, Herbert, if I'm going to find that cure for sour stomach I'm after. Now.
Oh, my God! Man in chamber! Man in chamber!
Hey, watch it! Hey! Me, pal.
It's a little touchy-feely, if you know what I mean. Get some help, will you?
Are you all right?
Yeah, no, I feel fine. I'm just a little tingly all over, that's all. Especially in my groin area. Kind of feels like it feels after I take a shower with that really minty soap.
Wow! My sour stomach's gone.
How did you get in there?
Oh, isn't that the greatest hiding place? Lucky for me, my house key just happened to fit the lock. Hey, can I keep this? I bet we're a selfish baby, aren't we? Hey, you know, your cuckoo clocks are off by about 7 minutes in here. But other than that, this place is great. So, what exactly do you do? Again, are you like a nude mud wrestler or something like that?
I told you, I'm a doctor and a scientist.
Oh, yeah, right, honey, and I'm the Goodyear blimp. Look, there are letters running across my rear.
What are you doing here, Chris?
Oh, well, I tracked you down all day because I wanted to... Oh, wait, it'll come to me. Oh, yeah, I'm in love with you. I've been in love with you since the moment I saw you. It was like I was run over.
Chris, I did run you over.
You mean you felt it too? Well, don't you see, it's fate then. We're meant to be together. To spend our lives together. To have babies together. If someone would just tell us how that's done. We'll live as one. One heart. One mind. One ass.
Chris, really, I'm very, very flattered and you're very, very sweet, but... I feel that the best way to handle this is with total honesty and, well, I'm just not attracted to you. I'm sorry.
All right, I see how it is, huh? Miss Run Him Over, save his life and leave him, huh? He's working with radioactive isotopes and then he surprises her. Miss says she doesn't love him even though he says he loves her. Okay. Oh, Miss looks at him like he's nuts. Miss averts her eyes and walks away. Miss interrupts him in the middle of a sentence. All right, fine. I don't need you, baby. No, I don't need you at all. There are plenty of other fish out there in the sea of recklessly driving cars. No, don't feel sorry for me, because I feel sorry for you. Because I've already forgotten your name. Trisha! 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 Trisha!
Geez, I was wondering why this thing was going crazy. I forgot it doesn't need servicing. What the hell happened to you?
Oh, Gus, I just met the woman of my dreams. The kind of dreams that can make a mess, if you know what I'm talking about. And anyway, she's gorgeous and she's a genius, but for some reason she doesn't want to have anything to do with me. Oh, and I can't get her out of my head. Everywhere I look, I see her face.
Well, you got pictures of her plastered everywhere.
Oh, so I do. Oh, thank goodness. For a second there, I thought I was going out of my liver snap mind.
Listen, kid. I've been through this unreachable broad crap myself. Sally Friedman. Gorgeous. Platinum blonde. Got a backside that went on forever. I told her I was crazy about her, but she wasn't interested. I tried everything. Flowers, presents, singing outside her window.
What happened?
Her husband and two teenage sons beat the snot out of me and made me drink dog urine.
I think I know what you're trying to tell me, Gus. It's time for me to take a deep breath and move on. Okay, thanks. Listen, will you help me eat these?
Are you nuts, kid? I'm not telling you to forget her. I gave up on that major babe, and look where it got me. 17 beers a night and a nudie magazine bill that could pay for a shiny new trailer home.
I don't understand. Are you telling me I should call her?
Any loser can do that. You gotta show her that you're different. Don't just call her. Call her every 15 minutes. Write her endless, rambling, deranged letters in your own blood. Dog her every step. Show her that you care with the passion of a psychotic maniac.
Yes. And you think she'll like this?
As a cop, I've seen the scenario 100 times.
And it worked.
Never. Usually wind up with somebody getting shot. But, therefore, I follow the beauty of the logic of this. The odds must be due to change.
Oh, Gus. Gus, if you weren't a man, I could give you a big wet kiss right on the lips, right now. I'm not ruling that out for later. Let's get stalking. Crazy glue, my hand, your shoe. With this glue, I thee wed.
Don't you see, Trisha? Before I let you go, I'll see us both rot and burn in hell, and then rot some more, until we're both the mulch that makes up the fertilizer in the devil's garden.
I love you, Trisha! Forever and ever and ever.
Excuse me, sir. I'd like to purchase some foot pads, please. I've been dogging a lovely woman's every step for the last couple of days, and my feet are one big pussy blister.
You are the most gorgeous, perfect, sexy man I've ever seen, with the possible exception of Charles Durning.
Thank you very much. Oh, you know, I also need some deodorant. All this running around has really made me stink up a storm. Woo! Run for your lives!
I must know your name.
Chris. Chris something. Oh, hey, throw in some of those condoms, would you? You know, in case this harassing thing pays off.
I love you.
Thank you very much. You have a very kind and courteous manner about you, miss. And people say the world has become cold and impersonal. But I say, two on them.
Go away, Chris.
I will not. Hey, what's that rustling in the bushes over there? Maybe it's one of those cute little Keebler elves with a cookie for me. Elf! Elf!
Come on. Elf. Elf. Elf.
Hey, you're not an elf. Oh, but I just pray you still have a cookie for me.
It's me, Evelyn.
from the store.
All right. Look, I stole it because I was too embarrassed to ask for it, all right? But yes, certain men have uses for bras too, okay? According to the AMA, if you're going to be jogging, you need a little support, all right? But sue me. You can have it back. I only wore it once.
No, Chris, it's not that. You see, I love you, Chris. I've loved you from the first moment I saw you, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to make you mine.
That is the sickest, most perverted thing I have ever heard in my entire life. Now, please, leave me alone. I'm trying to stalk somebody here.
No, Chris. I'll never leave you alone until you realize that you love me, too.
Well, fine, then I'll just move over here. Then I'll move over here. You managed to follow me everywhere. What are you, some kind of evil superhero? Don't leave. Second, do you mean to tell me that you're not in love with me yet? Look, lady, if you don't start warming up to me within the next 2 years, I might just start to lose interest here. One day, you will look under that dear sweet rump of yours, and I just may not be there.
Chris, I'm never going to warm up, even if you follow me around for the rest of both our stinking lives.
You know, for the first time, what you're saying to me, I think has finally gotten through to me. I understand now, I really do.
Really?
Yes, you don't love me.
Right.
And you'll never love me.
Exactly.
Until we dance together. Yeah, no, just a sweet cha-cha-cha to break the ice. Come on.
No.
Oh, come on. Come on. Let the music do its job here. God, one of your speakers must be out. Oh, well, don't worry. I can fix anything with my magic saliva. It's her.
Who?
It's the wacko that's been following me every day and night and not letting me rest or sleep or follow you.
Right, Chris. And I'll never give up.
Hey, wait a second. I'm starting to see a parallel here.
Really, Chris? Now, what would that be?
Well, you're both fond of mauve blouses and sensible heels. Oh, wait, there's something more. The way she's been following and harassing me, that's not unlike the way I've been following you. And it didn't feel good to me to have her following me that way. So, maybe it's not making you feel so good, and maybe instead of making you happy, I've been torturing you.
Yes, Chris, you have.
Oh, how terribly insensitive of me. Oh, Trisha, I feel so bad about this that, well, maybe I'll stop.
Maybe?
No, you're right. Only losers don't finish what they start.
Right. And I'll never stop either. And how's this for an unexpected twist? If I can't have you, no one can.
Well, Evelyn, you can't buy my love by showering me with trinkets and shiny knives.
No, Chris, she's going to kill you.
Oh. Oh! Hey.
Maybe you'll love me in another life.
Evelyn, don't, please, don't do it.
Russell!
Evelyn, from the moment I met you, I couldn't get you out of my mind.
So for the last month, I've been watching your every move. Following you, following him, following her.
Wow, a talking dog.
Hi, Pooch. No, Chris, that's a man.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Boy, you are a genius, aren't you?
Russell, I never even knew you cared about me.
I was too shy to come forward, so I just hid away quietly watching you, mainly through heating vents. But since you're going on this killing spree, I thought this might be a good time for me to come forward.
Well, I never was the least bit interested in you, but you sure know the proper way to show a gal you love her. So, what the hell? Let's get married. If it doesn't work out, I can always track him down again.
Well, from this moment on, Tricia, I shall torment you no longer. I shall walk out this door, and you will no longer see, hear, or smell of me again.
Wait.
Yes, I have put on a little weight, honey, but you're no beanpole either.
No, I mean, stop.
Don't you want me out of your life forever?
Can't you go play hard to get?
You mean you're madly in love with me now, the way I'm madly in love with you?
Get real, Chris. Yet, I have a certain interest. Maybe I just want to do a paper on you, or at least some electroshock experiments.
Oh, electroshock! Oh, boy, this is like a dream come true. First I get an incredibly gorgeous genius girlfriend, and then I get to be an experimental guinea pig. No offense to our Italian friends there.
I was just talking to Russell, and we've decided that I should finish what I started and stab you.
Oh! Jeez. Wow! Oh, well, good thing you're a doctor and a surgeon, huh?
Unfortunately, Chris, stab wounds are the one injury I don't know a damn thing about. Gee, I have the worst luck with men.